This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A coalition of at least 10 federal, state, and local agencies and governments have signed a letter of intent to develop new recreational opportunities on and around Pikes Peak. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the agreement has been in the works for years.
Back in 2020, Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order creating a group of regional partnerships around the state to focus on expanding and protecting outdoor amenities. One of those new regional groups was the Outdoor Pikes Peak Initiative. Entities in the group range from Colorado Springs to the counties surrounding Pikes Peak to federal agencies like the BLM and the Forest Service. Their first priority is to complete and manage the long-awaited Ring the Peak Trail. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Every winter, overturned and spun-out tractor trailers cause hour-long delays and gridlock on I-70 near Vail Pass, even when Colorado's chain law is in effect. The law requires all commercial trucks to carry tire chains from September to May when traveling on I-70, but some drivers don't abide, and Vail Mayor Travis Coggins says that has real consequences for his town.
When Vail Pass closes, headed eastbound, where do you think those cars go? They all get pushed off I-70 and they all get pushed into all of the neighborhoods in our community, and Vail becomes just a giant parking lot.
Coggins says he wants to see stiffer penalties for commercial drivers who don't chain up. He suggested significantly higher fines or putting points on licenses. King Soopers workers in the Denver area will soon vote on whether to strike. King Soopers and the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 failed to reach a deal when a contract expired last week. The union rejected what the company called its last, best, and final offer. This is CPR News and KRCC.